For the first time in more than 20 years, a Franklin County grand jury has indicted a white police officer for shooting a civilian. Adam Coy is behind bars this morning on murder and other charges for the December shooting of Andre Hill, an unarmed black man. WOSU's Nick Evans has more.
Two counts of dereliction of duty, felonious assault, murder. Those were the charges announced Wednesday by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He stressed most officers are honorable public servants. At the same time, he insisted on the importance of accountability.
Only by holding a bad actor accountable can that virtue be sustained. Here's what I mean in plain English. Same rules for everybody.
Last December, Adam Coy responded to an early morning non-emergency call. Less than 10 seconds after approaching him, Coy shot and killed Andre Hill. According to his family, Hill was dropping off money with a friend for Christmas. It wasn't until after he pulled the trigger that Coy turned on his body camera. The other officer on the scene told investigators she didn't perceive a threat as Hill walked out of the garage holding his cell phone up in the air. Later, video from the scene shows officers failing to offer first aid to Hill for about 10 minutes while he lay on the ground dying. The state attorney general's office handled the investigation thanks to an agreement with the city of Columbus. The agreement cites a lack of accountability in police use of force cases. Hannah Abdur-Rahim helps lead a bail relief organization called the Columbus Freedom Fund.
This is a historical moment, and it's showing that community organizing works, and the city is, it seems like the city is starting to slowly listen to us.
Abdur-Rahim says she and other organizers won't be satisfied until there's a conviction. And she's quick to note the case against Coy isn't the only one they're watching. In a separate incident last December, a white sheriff's deputy named Jason Meade shot and killed Casey Goodson Jr., a black man, as he was entering his home.
We want Jason Meade fired. He still works for Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Adam Coy has been fired and now indicted. So we want those same steps to happen in the murder of Casey Goodson Jr. as well. So we want justice all around the board.
In a statement, Adam Coy's attorney insisted his client must be judged, quote, through the lens of a reasonable officer, not with the benefit of 2020 hindsight. Ohio Attorney General Yost was blunt about his assessment of the facts in the case.
Let me be clear that I believe the evidence in this case supports the indictment, and my office will vigorously prosecute this case.
Coy will be in court later today for an initial appearance and bail hearing. His attorney says he will plead not guilty. Nick Evans, WOSU News.